And I'm not asking for compensation. I'm just asking for a waiver of the requirement that I give up fee simple ownership on the property that I own to create this environmental zone tract that is no longer fee simple ownership. It's a joint ownership arrangement, and I'm not interested in being a joint owner of a piece of property with anybody. I don't have
The environmental tract has to be owned jointly.
It has to be owned jointly, or it has to be put into a homeowners association, or it has to be owned by a public entity. Those are my choices.
Now, I understand you don't want to do that. I get that. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm not convinced that the zero value to the buyer, because actually, by my estimation, both homes actually have access to more open space. Now, you have to be willing to have less fences, but I actually know this area a little bit, and it's pretty private spot, and actually think Maplewood is appreciating faster than the city average at the moment because of that style. I mean, the homes up the street just went for $750 for new construction, so I don't see that the after all these protections went in place. I actually see the Maplewood neighborhood, and it's hard to pull it completely out of sort of general appreciation because things have been so, but it appears to me that Maplewood is seen an absolute spike in value since the creeks were protected. Now, that might be coincidental, but that's somewhat my view of pricing in Maplewood. I just didn't watch this stuff as a hobby.
Well, that still doesn't get back to the central question posed in Dolan versus the City of Tigard, where there's been no link made between the development impacts that I'm proposing and how those development impacts are mitigated by stripping property out of my ownership. There's been no link whatsoever.
The question in front of us is not Dolan. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The question in front of us is the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and this was their finding in that challenge.
Well, no, you have every right to challenge that. The question that is in front of me is whether or not you've lost value under Measure 37 and or the right to use your property.
And I have lost both. I've lost the right to use my property in the way on half of the property that ends up in this environmental zone tract. One of the primary benefits of ownership is the right to be able to deny access to your property. I lose that right because now my neighbor, who ends up being a partial owner, can invite whoever he wants onto it. It also reduces the value because larger lots sell for more than smaller lots. It's that simple. Furthermore, it doesn't provide any additional environmental protection because it's in an E-zone tract over and above the environmental regulations that exist on the property now and would continue to exist on the property and that I'm not challenging. All I'm asking for is a waiver that forces the change of ownership and creates three lots instead of two. If I lived just, two blocks away outside of the E-zone and I went in to ask for a land division, that requirement would not have been made of me to set aside, it's irrelevant whether or not it's still enjoyable or not. The fact of the matter is it's taken out of my ownership and that's the test. And that my rights are restricted as a result of that. And they are restricted capriciously because there's no correlation between the formation of that new lot and the environmental protection that provides. The environmental protections are in place and stay in place anyway. It's the environment. It's the underlying environmental protections that are providing the public health and safety benefit and protecting the creek. The ownership, the fact that I can sell it to anybody else, substantiates that. If I turned around and sold it to you, those regs would still be in place, and all of the public health and safety benefits and protections of the creek would remain in place. So forcing a change of ownership is not going to either enhance or be a detriment to that.
Thank you. I understand your argument.
Thank you, Mr. Crono.
Thank you.
Is there anyone that signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wished to testify who did not sign up? I need a motion to either deny the claim and adopt the staff report or to approve the claim.
I move to deny the claim and adopt the staff report.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Would you accept a Do a discussion, please.
Okay. I would, and I don't know exactly how to do it. I would be a gesture, because I do believe Mr. Corrado has done his thinking. I think he's got some cases in there that I don't think are relevant, but I think he's got an argument that I don't agree with. I would be willing to waive the fee for a Type 3 review. I don't know if you'll take it or not, but as a gesture of goodwill, because I do appreciate how he's attempted to work through this, even though I, you know, am going to vote against your position, I would be willing to use the council's discretion that the Planning Bureau does not have to offer a no-fee process as part of your motion.
I would agree to that change. I think that makes sense. No?
I'm willing to go along with it, I guess what I'm saying. Could you also ask them to do all of the paperwork? So, because it's really the cost of the consultants that raised the overall costs to close at $40,000. The $6,000 fee is, I'm still going to end up paying more than I've already paid to get it through a Type 3 process than to get it to what I've paid now.
I'm not really personally in a position to ask them to do the paperwork.
I think your amendment is fair, and I'll agree to that. Yeah.
Okay, do we vote on the amendment? Please call the vote on the amendment.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
We'll vote on the motion.
Now we vote on the motion. Please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Please read the 245 time certain.
Agenda item 106, appoint members to the Community Budget Advisory Board.
It's our pleasure today to officially appoint Mary Edmeads, Helena Huang, John Cruz, Martin Medeiros, and Ayub Ramjan to the Community Budget Advisory Board. If you folks would please come up. The council had the pleasure of working with Mary, John, Martin, and Ayub during the 06-07 budget process, and we were thrilled they were willing to come back, and we're very pleased that Helena is willing to join us at this time. Last year, they committed many hundreds of hours to this process, and we really do appreciate it. You improved our budget by your involvement. So I deeply appreciate your time and your commitment, and look forward to working with you folks in the coming months. So I'd like each of you to introduce yourself and tell us anything you'd like to say.
Ayub?
My name is Ayub Ramjan, and this is my second term, and I really appreciate the opportunity as a citizen to participate in the management of our city. It was a great experience for me personally, especially working with some super people in the finance community, the city auditor, really excellent reports. I use some of that analogy in my business. And so I'm happy to be here, and I think we can do a better job now that we know how the process is and what to expect the many hours.
Thank you.
My name is Martin Medeiros. I'm a partner at Sweeter Medeiros Havert, a small law firm, and this will be my second term as well. And I think it's a wonderful process. I have a wonderful respect for all the commissioners, and I think people should know that Portland is a city that really does listen to its citizens, like few others. And I think people should realize that, and the group who we know all too well from spending so much time together, we know that. So I want to thank you for the opportunity and look forward to creating value.
Thank you, Martin.
Hi, my name is Mary Edmeads, and I'm a branch manager for Albina Community Bank, and I, too, want to thank you again for the opportunity. It was an absolutely great experience, even though there was a lot of time involved. I think every citizen should be very thankful that there are people that are working as hard on this process. It's a big pot of money, and it's a huge responsibility, and we are very thankful that people take it so seriously. So thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mary.
Hi, I'm Helena Huang, and I'm a relative newcomer to the city of Portland. My family and I moved here about 6 months ago, and from the East Coast, and I am really looking forward to being a part of this process, both as a way to contribute and as a way to learn about my new city. So thank you.
Thank you, Helena. I need a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Leonard?
Well, you all worked really hard last year, and of course, you will work hard this year. But I really enjoyed working with you. We did have a much better process and budget as a result of your involvement, so we're going to have fun. Aye.
Sten?
Well, thank you. And Helena, welcome to Portland. This is an odd way to welcome someone, but that's, I guess, the Portland way. You're stuck on a very demanding committee. Yeah, we've worked very hard under Mayor Potter's leadership, I think, to come up with some ways to better connect with citizens and make sure that the budget processes are clear and get to the right result. And I just actually feel very good that you want to serve again. that you know, somehow, I've been through various processes, and I've never met one that somebody didn't claim was the most democratic and new and creative in history, and it is hard to get people involved. And just the simple fact that people of your caliber, and I think very, very highly of all of you, would want to do it again actually is probably the truest statement that I've seen that perhaps we're making some progress. So for that, I thank you as well as your service and look forward to working with you. Aye.
Potter.
And Helena, I wish to welcome you to the city of Portland as well. It's a great place to live. And one of the reasons it's a great place is we have such great people living here who contribute their time and effort. These other three folks, I'm amazed that you're coming back. But I think it goes to that core value that Portlanders have about their city. They love it. They want what's best for it. So thank you all for doing what you do, and I, too, look forward to working with you all. I vote aye. We're adjourned.